And now, coming to you live from stage 773 in Chicago, Illinois, it's the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza!
Break out the china and that new bearskin rug. Soak up the fire and give your daddy a hug. Now make yourself comfy and open your ears for the greatest show you're bound to hear in years.
We'll go sailing the high seas and shoot through the stars. Fight off some bad guys and maybe visit Mars. All these adventures you'll soon come to know.
Race to the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
We know all things are possible if we can just believe, and Bronson's Lozenges believes them most of all. So come listen here a while and all your troubles we relieve. If you need a lozenge, you know who to call.
Yes, you know who. Tell your siblings, invite all your friends. It's time for a fun time where adventure never ends. Bring in your grandpa and why not your dog? Don't let your neighbor sit there like a bump on a log.
So forget all the bad times, cause good times are here. We turn from boring life now to excitement we steer. We'll laugh and we'll cry at the high times and low.
Here on the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. Time for the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
Show was recorded at stage 773 in front of a live audience.
Say, gang, that record store we just went to sure was a blast.
You said it, Chad. Even though I have a more convenient way to listen to my music, I do enjoy feeling a sense of nostalgia and irony when I buy records. While the store itself was a neato, that clerk was sure was rude.
I'll say, he can kiss my owl bum.
Golly, I sure am excited to listen to all these records when I get home.
Wait, you're actually gonna listen to the records? Crazy Daryl. What kind of tunes are you jamming to?
Well, golly, the style of music is really rather hip right now. It's a bunch of banjos playing as fast as possible with a vaguely feminine and or masculine voice. Using different words and chords, these tunes are separated into different songs. Playing the album straight through, you'd think it's just one long song, but I was told it is most definitely not.
Well, Dee, that description makes it sound like the music could be any twang.
Calling all cars! Calling all cars! We currently have a Code 3 mystery occurring at Jurassic Playland. Repeat, Code 3 mystery at Jurassic Playland.
Jurassic Playland? The family-friendly theme park that has caged unpredictable genetically mutated dinosaurs from the Cretaceous period? The place I'd love to visit? You know what this means, gang.
It's time to solve the mystery.
It's a mystery!
My gosh, gang, we're here. Jurassic Playland. I've always wanted to visit this ever since I was a child. But after all those incidents with the original park, I never got to have the chance.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. A lot of terrible things happened when it first opened. What with all the dinosaurs escaping and eating people.
It's, like, amazing someone thought making anything else with Jurassic in the title was a good idea.
Investors, find a way.
TV's Jeff Goldblum!
Oh. Hello, kids. I was just coming out here to warn you of the human-sized T-Rex monster that is terrorizing the park. You might want to fly the coop, much like the character from the 1986 movie that I was in.
Thanks, but no thanks, Mr. Goldberg.
Goldblum.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Mr. Goldberg, we're here to solve this dino disaster.
Well, gee, kids, that is, it's good to hear. I have no doubt that some teenagers can fully assist in an issue of this magnitude.
Mr. Goldberg? limited liability corps. Your cheekbones are awesome.
Thank you. I have aged remarkably well, if I do say so myself.
Zorks, Mr. Goldblum. That's like more than an understatement.
Now, if I were you, I would go talk to the park owner, Jane Hammond. She might be able to give you more information. Here, take these key cards. They should give you access to all of the doors and the cars that aren't able to drive themselves off of the tracks.
Thanks. We'll solve this mystery just for you, Mr. Goldblum. Come on, gang, let's get in the car.
I don't know about this, gang. Like, this self-driving car gives me the creeps! Almost as much as that giant door we're headed straight for!
Oh, come on now, Daryl. It's just a door.
It's not the door that, like, freaks me out. It's the dinosaurs on the other side and the dino monster!
Oh, Dee, we'll be fine. What's the worst that could happen?
Like, you had to ask, didn't you?
Why aren't we through the doors yet? We must go faster. We have to go faster. There's really nothing here.
Do they plan on having dinosaurs in Dinosaur Playland?
It's like a lot of roads and fences.
Oh, sorry, Sarah. I know this isn't as exciting as you hoped, but I'm sure we'll see something exciting soon.
Thanks, Chad. I'm sure once we do, I won't be so dino sore.
Okay, gang, be on your toes. Who knows what monsters may be lurking in these administrative offices?
Don't you mean dino monsters?
Is this thing all right? What's happening?
You must be Jane Hammond.
That's right. I am the owner of this wonderful, godlike creation that is Jurassic Playland. What do you think?
You're so playing
scared.
God!
Typical. I scam people with a flea circus and I'm the bad guy. I pay a bunch of people a bunch of money to recreate long dead species of dinosaurs and I'm the bad guy. I get a bunch of people killed in my prior attempt at a dinosaur park. Bad guy again. But no one will stop me this time. No one, not you, not anyone! Oh, God. Excuse me, young man. Could you hand me that water bottle, please? Oh, yes. Now, where was I?
Mrs. Hammond?
Oh, actually, it's Miss Hammond.
Oh, Sorry, Mrs. Hammond.
We're not here to stop you. We're here to solve your mystery.
Oh, right. The mystery. Well, this dino monster started terrorizing my customers the minute I opened the gigantic gates to my park.
Maybe he's an escaped dinosaur trying to get revenge for all dino kind because they belong back in that crusty period and you brought them here to the today period and they're not happy campers!
A dinosaur seeking revenge. They aren't that clever. They can't even open doors.
Oh, well then maybe it's you under that dino skin!
Chad, no! Bad Chad.
I get carried away sometimes!
Ms. Hammond, what else can you tell us about this monster?
Oh, well, he started showing up right when Jeff Goldblum arrived. You see, Goldblum is an investor in another park, Goldblum's Dinoland. He was none too pleased to see us open. You should speak to Muldont, our head of security. He should be able to give you more information about Goldblum's whereabouts when the monster strikes.
Thanks, Miss Hammond. We'll look into that right away.
Oh, please do. You can go through our visitors' tour. It's quite an enjoyable experience. We spared no expense. I actually started it off with a little speech, if I may. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jurassic...
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but we should probably go.
Of course. Perhaps later.
Yes. Yes.
Gosh, guys, I don't know about this. She seems really scary. I'm feeling a bit uneasy about all of this.
Don't worry, Dee. We'll figure this out in no time.
Yeah, Dee, don't worry. Nothing will go wrong.
Oh, no! Like, what happened?
I'm sure it's just a power outage. There's nothing this park can't handle. They spared no expense.
It's a dinosaur. It's all around us. Say, what was that? Sorry, gang. I guess I'm just really hungry.
Oh, Daryl. Well, there's no telling when this power outage is gonna end, so we better start walking.
Wait, what?
Good idea, Chad. We could be here for a while. I'm sure nothing could go wrong. Let's go, gang!
The Dino Monster!
Let's fly the coop!
Come on, gang! I can see the security building up ahead!
I'm trying, Chad! You're running so fast!
Well, Dee, that's because I use the CrossFit training model in my daily exercise regime. As a CrossFit spokesman, I'd like to go over some basic misunderstandings.
Shut up, Chad! Hurry, guys! We're almost there!
The door's locked, gang! We need a key card!
Try this!
It didn't work!
Try it again!
Still nothing!
Try it at a rate that's faster than your ability to take multiple breaths!
That worked! Let's get in there, gang! Oh no! Another door to unlock! It will, like, no doubt take more swipes than the previous door! Oh, wait! It's unlocked.
That was a close one, gang. Not that I wouldn't have had a thing or two to say to that dino jerk.
Very fitting thing to say from a man who's never dealt with a beast face to face.
Muldont!
That's right. Chief of Security here at Jurassic Playland.
Mr. Muldont, would you mind putting that rifle away?
My apologies. Whenever I'm anxious, I always like to hold my Chekhov brand snare rifle. Helps relax me. I'll rest it back on the wall where it belongs.
And why might you be anxious?
As head of security, it is rather vexing when one is unable to control a loose beast.
Roast beef?
What?
He's hungry. Like I am. For justice.
Yeah.
Mr. Muldont, we understand you can show us some connection between Mr. Goldblum and the Dino Monster.
Yes, the videos, of course. Allow me to bring them up on my computer. Here it is. The video that shows all too well that Goldblum is in, how you say, cahoots with the beast.
So he walks behind a wall, and the beast appears right after. Rather suspicious.
He's been after our park since the inception, so now he's trying to take it from us. But I will catch this monster and add him to the collection. I will catch him with my bare hands, as I have so many others.
Maybe you should turn those hands on yourself, Dino Monster! I saw dinosaur pamphlets all over your desk. The only reason I could see needing those would be if you were a Dino Monster!
This man appears to be very stupid.
I am really sorry. Chad just tends to get very excited.
I really do.
Mr. Maldon, we appreciate your help. We'll go talk to Mr. Goldblum.
We've got ourselves a walk ahead of us, gang.
We're walking it?
Yep, the CrossFit way.
Perhaps I can give you a lift.
Mr. Goldblum!
Hey, kids, hop in. How's the mystery going?
Well, we need some information from you, Mr. Goldblum, about Goldblum's Dino Land.
I wish I could give you that information, but the park hasn't been an idea of mine since the last disaster at Jurassic Playland.
I see.
So then why are you in cahoots with the Dino Monster?
Chad!
That is a funny story. As it turns out... I'm sorry, did you say something, Sarah?
No. Did you say something, Chad?
No. Did you say something, Daryl?
Negative. Did you say anything, Dino Monster?
Dino Monster!
It's the Dino Monster.
And it's in the car with us!
Sorks, let's run for it, gang!
Daryl! Freeze!
I can't.
That's right. Its vision is based on movement.
Oh, very good thinking, Sarah.
Thanks, Mr. Goldblum.
He can't see us. He can see us. I was wrong. So very, very wrong.
He's hitting me. Oh, so hard. Run, kids.
Come on, gang.
Like, where are we going?
I know who the monster is. You know what that means.
Dino trap
it's time. We'll trap it. Golly, Sarah, is that the trap? I'm very curious as to how it works.
Well, Dee, I'd love to tell you. For this trap, I spared no expense. This trap begins by ensnaring the Dino Monster with a Chekhov brand snare gun, which sounds a bit like... I hit it twice. Sorry, guys. Once ensnared, the monster will be lightly prodded with an industrial-strength cow taser, which sounds like... Its struggling body will be subdued with a thin coating of gelatinous numbing agent, which makes a... noise when attaching to the skin, releasing all muscle control. Once it's almost fully immobilized, a truth toxin will be introduced intravenously, which will show its signs once the subject starts babbling on about something that you or I might keep normally to ourselves. Like in talking about enjoying CrossFit, for instance. Afterward, a light wooden cage will fall, sounding like...
wait, what? Sorry, Sarah, I wasn't listening. There's a vending machine with organic snacks.
Listen, Dee, we need you to lead the monster into the trap. It's gonna take both Chad and myself to wrangle this beast.
Yeah, Dee, we need you to lure it here. Easy peasy, organic lemon squeezy. Right, bud?
Well, gee, guys, I don't want to let you down. I'll do my best.
Now, Dee, remember...
I know. If I don't do it right, I could possibly die.
That's right. Good luck.
Oh, golly. I hope a dino monster isn't watching me walk alone in the dark, powerless. Oh, God, I'm so alone.
Ah!
Zorks! The dino monster! Oh no! A door that needs a key card! Oh, phew, that wasn't so bad. Ah! Ah!
D, don't fall in the trap with the monster! The
I really don't mind you two. I think Bono is wonderful.
I know, right? Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
All right, gang, time to see Goldblum's face under that mask.
Mr. Muldoon?
That's right, gang. After his investment in Goldblum's Dinoland bankrupted him, he decided to root for the competitor. But when he realized Jane Hammond was cutting him out of the profit, he decided it was time to make sure she didn't make any money either. And what better way to show a dinosaur park that can't control its dinosaurs?
Is that right, Mr. Muldoon?
Clever girl. But wrong!
What?!
I mean, is no one concerned about the horrible safety record of this company? Many, many people have died. I'm trying to save lives here, people. The problem is, no one ever listens to what I...
Tell it to the police, you heartless crook.
I was wrong. I mean, I've never been wrong. 73 out of 73 cases, I've correctly guessed who the crap culprit was. Well before anybody else, was my assassination that blinded me about this place. The idea that somehow more than 20 years later, I thought it could be possible to relive the joy that was my childhood, to attempt to recreate the wondrous feeling that I left back in the 90s. We should all be ashamed that another Jurassic Playground was released. I mean, opened.
Hey there, Sarah. Maybe relax a bit, huh?
Yeah, Sarah. I'm sure Mr. Muldoon has more nefarious intentions than the safety and well-being of the visitors. Also, I think Harry Potter is highly overrated.
Hey, even if you won't listen to me, one of the T-Rexes is loose and is eating Jeff Goldblum as we speak.
Plesiosaur.
Calling all cars! Calling all cars! There's a code 2 mystery at the occult library on Damon. Repeat, code 2 mystery at the occult library on Damon.
You know what that means, gang.
It's time to solve the mystery.
It's mystery stopping!
But alas, we must go. We hope you enjoyed our little radio show. When life gets depressing, look back on tonight and remember how we held off gloom with all of our might.
So let's roll out the carpet and tuck in the kids. We had us some good times without any fits. We'll let them come back and we'll have us around.
Here are the Bronson's Lozenges, Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges, Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. This was the Bronson's Lozenges, Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.